Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, not coming to you from the Rivoli in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. As you could probably already tell, this is an in-studio ep instead of the second show taped in Toronto during the Toronto International Film Festival. Apparently there was a power surge during the taping at the Rivoli and the file the show was recorded on was lost forever. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff, but that's the story. So my guests, actor J.P. Manu and comedians Jerry D. and Sean Cullen, who were all great, and it was an amazing show. You can ask anyone who was there. We learned during the episode that J.P. Manu's role as Robot Man in Eurotrip delights people more than anyone would have guessed, and that Jerry D., he has one line in some movie, is like 123 Adelaide Place or something like that, but that's totally wrong. But an address for the title of a movie is very, I think you're asking for trouble when it comes to the stoner crowd. And Sean Cullen was great at the Leonard Maltin game, but completely baffled by the concept of build a title. It was amazing, and I'm sad you won't be able to hear it. But to make up for it, I ran to the studio and scheduled studio time so that I could throw together an in-studio ep for you guys with producer Matt Belknap that you can listen to on the day that the Toronto show is supposed to come out. So let's do this.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, you know who I am and you know what I like. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Earwolf Studios in Hollywoodland, California world on Thursday, September 22nd, to Ocean's 11. I have to thank Colin Geddes of the Toronto International Film Festival for getting me into so many movies. On Sunday, I saw a film called Smuggler, and amongst many amazing things in that movie, you get to see a dying man suddenly spit a frog out of his mouth. And it's set up quite nicely, so spoiler. You could see me at Zanies in Chicago October 15th at 4:20, The Tipsy Crow in San Diego on Wednesday, November 23rd, and all of my tour dates, as always, are at DougLovesMovies.com. Number one movie in the country right now is Lion King 3D, to which I say, get that baby lion out of my face, Rashiki. My guests today are the co-hosts of the Earwolf podcast, Who Charted. Please welcome Kulab Vialysack and Howard Kramer.
Is that
how off was I?
Oh,
cool. I want to know, too. How do you
let
say
me
it?
Try. Let me try.
Okay, go ahead.
Vialysack.
It's pretty good. Vialysack.
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 Doug, you've only known me for half my life.
I know, but I was threading. I was worried about it all day, and I thought, do I ask her as soon as I get there so that I sound awesome when I say it right, or do I just screw it all up and
I've been thinking
draw more attention to it?
For 40 weeks, I've been going through the same thing. And now I know. Thank you for asking.
So we've done the show for 42 weeks. So the first 2 weeks you knew, then forgot. And
I just didn't worry about it. For those first 2 weeks, I didn't know if the show was going to keep going. So I didn't worry about it.
It's the least of your concerns.
Because he just calls you cool up on the show. He doesn't
he
try
He calls me cuckoo.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you know that. What? Most people, I don't ever say my last name. I just work with the first name. I think that's hard enough.
I think it's super showbiz of you to just be Kulop, you know? To see that on a marquee right. someday yeah. in Vegas is going to be amazing.
One word. Can you pronounce Ackerman? Do you know how to say that?
Ackerman? Ackerman? Ackerman.
Okay. Aquaman?
Oh, Ackerman? Well, now it sounds like it's Scott's podcast now.
You guys are Pat ready Osterman. To be a morning team. Howard Kramer and Kulop sounds great. It's got that so nice too. KK alliteration in there.
Yep.
Except we both don't wake up early.
I would so call that Kulop and the Dragon.
Oh, wow, I like that. I like that very that much.
It sounds like Kulop is a little boy, though. Or I guess there could be...
It's a children's
morning
radio.
We've reached that point
show.
Where it could be a little girl and a dragon.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, a little girl and a rapping dragon.
That would be, I think you guys should pitch that to Sprout.
What's yeah. Sprout?
Sprout is like the Nickelodeon for like really young kids.
Oh, if you could pitch days. It as Milan meets something good.
Oh, Mulan?
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 Milan?
I think Mulan was underrated. Let's talk about movies.
Let's, yeah.
Yeah, let's go right into movies.
Let's get into some movie talk. Let's see if I have some questions prepared for you guys.
Be a man. That was one of the songs. Mm-hmm. Mulan.
Thanks for doing this so last minute.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about the whole power surge thing. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's something that I've always worried would happen at some point, that there'd be some sort of somebody forgot to flip a button or I didn't know power surge was an option, but
yeah.
I knew that there were things that could possibly go wrong. And how many episodes have we done, Matt? At this point,
that's a great question. We've been doing it for 5 years, right?
So yeah. Wow,
on and off.
That's pretty good. Run.
That's great.
So yeah, I think this is the first. That's not bad. 5 years without a
yeah, finally pitch. A lost episode, yeah. And it adds some a little bit of mystique, I guess. It was a pretty amazing show, though. It's frustrating when you have a really good one that now people aren't going to be able to hear it, but instead they get to hear you guys. So.
Yes. What a treat you listeners.
Here we go. I mean, of course we. You know, I would imagine a lot of the same people listen to my show and Who Charted, and you guys talk about movies on that show. Do you feel an obligation to see movies for that part of the show, or do you just sort of hope that the guest has seen a couple of them?
Maybe in the beginning felt a little obligation, but then there was a way around it.
Yeah, well, for one thing, there's just too many awful movies landing in the top five. You can't, you're not going to go see every animated kids thing.
Yeah. And even if we just did 10 through 6, it would still be tough.
Well, yeah, because those fall to the bottom 5 out of 10 after a few weeks. So I'm going to try to step up my game on this show because people have been teasing me about, it's called Doug Loves Movies, and I haven't seen anything because I mostly just see stuff on a plane. So I have to wait for it to be on DVD or...
That actually makes me feel better.
On a plane.
Well, it just that you don't see stuff makes me feel better because my mind goes to you when I think I should be seeing stuff.
Oh, good. So we're all just, it kind of proves, makes me feel like everybody in any kind of broadcasting is a total liar and doesn't really know shit about the subject that they are a supposed expert on. Because doing a show about being an expert on something, it takes more energy than being an expert. Well, I think.
But Ducky, you if you had the time, you would be going to see movies.
Oh, like. Yeah. No, I had the time. It was called my 20s, I saw everything, it was ridiculous. And now it's just, as soon as I was all fired up to see Columbiana. I was like, how could that miss? Yeah. Zoe Saldana running around killing dudes. Then I find out it's PG-13, so it's already like, okay.
Right.
This is already, that's a big strike against it.
Yeah.
And then the reviews come out and everybody hates it. So I'm just like, okay, I've totally lost my enthusiasm for it, but I really was looking forward to it. And now I might not ever see it.
Maybe, they remake a lot of stuff. So you see, like, if you already saw Footloose, then that counts. You don't have to go see the new one.
So did you see the original Straw Dogs?
Is that what Columbiana was based on?
No, just the update of Straw Dogs.
I did see the original Straw Dogs, and I really don't have much compunction to see the... I'm not compelled to see the new one.
Yeah. And plus, everyone hates it. So then what's
right,
the...
and it's getting bad reviews.
Yeah.
So why do I have to bother? I saw a movie up in Toronto called Sleepless Night. In French, it's Nuit Blanche.
Ooh.
Or Veillée Siac.
So white night in French?
Sleepless night. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that to be the case, but the expression nuit blanche means that you had a sleepless night, apparently.
Like the lights were on in the dark. Yeah. I get it.
That must have been confusing when that movie with Baryshnikov came out in France.
And Gregory Hines? Oh, that's
yeah, that one.
Yeah. But this one is about a dude who is a corrupt cop and there's a bad drug deal and his son ends up getting kidnapped. And that's why it's called Sleepless Night, because it's really hard to sleep when you're trying to get back your son from a bad drug deal.
That one night, it is tough.
And it all takes place in one giant, obnoxious kind of nightclub. So there's constant scenes of people chasing each other through the nightclub and, you know, fighting their way through the crowd. And it's pretty
good. With really good music,
good.
Right?
Well, yeah, there's a thumping music playing, but it's... It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Have you guys seen anything lately? Have you been to the movies?
I saw Drive this weekend.
Ooh, so I'm about to go see that right after I leave this, because I'm doing the Adam Carolla podcast later tonight, and there's three people on that show, Adam and Allison and Brian, and they're at some sort of stalemate about Drive.
Like, really?
Like, some of them love it and some of them hate it, so they want me to come in and be some sort of
judge.
Deciding vote.
Judge Benson.
Which doesn't mean anything, but I still took the challenge. Like, I got to fit in a showing of Drive in between my podcast and Adam's podcast.
I loved it, so I think I think it's a good use of your time.
All right. Well, you know, I like Ryan Gosling, and I never saw Bronson, the other movie directed by the same dude, but I always heard good things about that.
I'm not familiar with him, and I know he did like a trilogy of violent movies too. I forget what they're called. Nicholas Rain is his name.
I guess
Nicholas Winding Rain is the director. He's Danish. I know that.
Why does he have an Indian name?
I don't know.
Winding Rain.
Winding Rain. R E Y N.
Oh, okay.
But that stuff was good, Doug. I think you're gonna enjoy it.
All right.
It's violent.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's violent.
Who's that character that you're doing?
I don't know. It just dropped down. So that's where I'm at.
Did you see it with people that talk like that? Were you surrounded by people like that at the cinema?
I was in Burbank.
Yeah. So that's what happens in Burbank. Howard always, you drag your family into your, into Who Charted from time to time to voice their opinions.
Yes.
Your father?
My brother.
Your brother?
Lee.
Yes.
Lee Kramer.
I thought there was more than one. Is it just the brother?
Pretty much just the brother. And then if I start talking about my dad, I usually kind of just wind up talking to like my brother and then kind of just bail out of it.
Now, what is your brother, how does he feel about movies? Is he an avid moviegoer?
He has a couple of famous quotes among the family. One is... I'll only see two movies, Ferris Bueller's Day Off and The In-Laws. That's it.
Which In-Laws? I hope it's the first
it's
one.
It's the old one. Yeah, Serpentine, child. Serpentine. And yeah, he hates the movies. People drug jiggling their keys, eating popcorn. He doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah, all those activities that happen around you at the movies.
Yeah.
He can't stand.
Not good.
And there was, what was the other thing? You said there's two things he says?
I thought I hit both of them, but I don't know.
There's two movies that he will see.
Oh, yeah. In-Laws and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah, yeah.
His brother stopped liking things like 20 years ago.
Right.
Music. He hates music.
Right. But now he likes kettlebells.
What? Exercising?
Yeah. It's exercise equipment.
I thought that was like a new band. I was like,
it's not. Sleigh bells, yeah.
What does he do? Bells. Like kettlebells. Just like squats with the one kettlebell in between your legs, that sort of thing?
I think that's what he does, yeah. Because
they're not meant to be like one in each hand, are they?
I don't know.
They're not really free weights.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you probably could do something with two of them, but I don't know. Probably just need one. But yeah, he doesn't watch movies. The last movie I saw was Up in the Air.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I saw it two weeks ago.
You saw it late.
Well, on Netflix, a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Terrific movie, right?
Yeah, I really did like it a lot. Yeah. That was well done. People, like, I remember some people were on the fence when it came out. It wasn't that good, but I really liked it.
Yeah, I think it defied expectations in a way that made people disappointed. because the trailer made it sound like it was sort of about one thing, and then the movie itself is about something else.
Oh, well, what did the trailer make it seem like?
The trailer made it seem more like it's just like almost like not a caper movie, but just kind of like the ins and outs of frequent travel.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they really played up the part where he's at the TSA and he's telling her, don't go behind this person or that person.
Right.
You know, and he's all slick about travel.
The stereotyping.
And they showed so many, you know, and the trailer was just like, you know, I don't know, just made it look like it was going to be a slicker movie that was about, you know, that was less, like, heavy, you know, because it's kind of, it's a pretty melancholy.
I think they were afraid that people wouldn't see it if they knew it was kind of a bummer story.
Like, about unemployment?
Yeah, just about people getting fired, like,
but
for
it's
2 hours.
But it's also very funny, though. It's
it is funny, really, yeah.
That Ivan Reitman is really...
Whoa, hold on.
Hold on.
His son.
His son.
Which Reitman is that?
I was going to say Catherine.
It's so funny we're all blanking.
Wait, I wanted
Catherine
to say
Reitman, no.
I thought it was Jake Kasdan. Am I wrong?
No, it's a Reitman.
Orville?
Yeah. No. Orville Reitman.
What's his name right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Of the Reitman brothers.
Oh, it's...
Ivan,
Catherine.
Billy?
Dan.
Schmitty? Dan. Wilbur?
Montague?
Ira.
Malachi.
Jason.
Jason Reitman.
Yeah, there it is. Jason Reitman.
So, yeah, Jason Reitman, he's... He's got quite a
resume.
But his movies have this real sense of style that you know, very few filmmakers, especially young ones, have. You know, like he's always, you know, so far every movie he's really grasped the, like, he's good with taking a screenplay and then putting it on the screen in an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see what he's doing next.
It didn't seem that depressing to me. I mean, it's just everybody's getting fired. Some people are getting fired. Big deal.
Is that your review?
Well, I mean, they need to get out of those jobs anyway.
But it turns out the jobs they're getting fired from did them a favor, right?
Yeah.
But instead of being a sort of a satire on that, though, it turns out to be a lot about his relationship with this one woman, and you know, unfortunately, that sort of thing is kind of cliched. It's like I saw Warrior, you know, the MMA movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
And it's really good, but how many times do I need to see the wife that doesn't want her husband to fight because he might get hurt? Like that is such a given. It should almost, every movie should be about a single fighter who doesn't have a girlfriend to have that conversation with. Because we've heard it over and over and over again. Like, yes, it is, the stakes are high. You can get punched in the face and die, but also, how often does that happen?
Was that Evangeline Lilly?
No, she's in something else right now.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Is she? Is it different than with Mark and Christian Bale?
The fighter.
Well, that's the thing. The Fighter was like kind of a slicker version of Warrior, but it's just bad timing in terms of the stories being so kind of similar. Like it's, you know, it's two brothers that fight are at the center of the story, and they have issues with their other family members. And but it's really that Tom Hardy guy's great, and I think, predict it right now, Nick Nolte's going to be in the
supporting
actor category, mm-hmm. I think, just because, you know, they love that sort of
long,
great career.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, knocks one out of the park when he's older. And
how was the fighting?
The fighting's really good. It's really brutal. Well, you know, I love UFC. I go see it.
Oh, you do?
Live every chance I get. Yeah.
Well, I know that. I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
I know you love movies. I know you like UFC.
Yeah, and I do. I love it. I'm going to go in Houston and San Jose.
Really?
I schedule stand-up shows like the day after UFC fights, so I can just go to the fights and then the next day.
Oh, that's cool.
Do my show.
How much downtime is there between fights?
Not much at all. Like, sometimes you have to wait around for 15, 20 minutes, but for the most part, it goes right into the next one. They schedule it really tightly, and when you're there, it's really fun because every fight sort of those... They show them on TV, too, but there's something about being there and then playing on the big screen, those, like, kind of like little quick biographies of each of the fighters and, you know, previous fights they've been in. And then when they come out to their song that they chose, it's such a... Such a great, it's so much fun.
Does anybody have a weird song?
Yeah.
That doesn't fit?
They do. They pick some weird stuff sometimes, but that's a thing they do in Warrior is one of the characters comes out to classical music each time, and the the commentators are kind of like, oh, that's weird. And then another guy comes out to no music.
Just comes out. That's a statement.
So bad.
Power. So do you know that the lead girl from Soderbergh's new movie, from Haywire, I think is the name, the girl fighter? I think she's MMA. That I'm so excited for that.
I've never seen a girl fight in MMA. I mean, I'm sure that exists, but I've never watched girls fight. It's always dudes on every card, you know, all up and down the card. I don't know when that happens, but I would be into it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Right?
Oh man, would I be into that? That'd be crazy watching one lady choke another lady out.
Yes, it happens.
Oh my God!
Don't they have those? They have ladies in those, don't they?
Yeah, but just Doug hasn't seen it.
Oh, you just haven't seen it live.
UFC. I don't know if any ladies officially fight in the main. You know, in the
who's the good looking one? Like the one Gina or something.
The one that's dating Clooney, Stacey Keibler.
No.
But she's just a regular wrestler, right?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a boxer. There was like a hot like Hope Solo of boxing like 2 years ago.
Not Layla Ali.
Yeah, no, not Ali's.
She's
not
hot.
No, she was a
hot boxer.
Maybe she was MMA.
That makes me laugh.
One of your listeners will know. She was like, she has kind of an Italian sounding name, but she's American and she's pretty and she would win all her fights all the time.
I don't know, but I was a hot boxer in my car before I came up to the studio. I can tell you that much. So Howard, I've been on Who Charted, but this is your first appearance on Douglas Movies.
Well, we came on like right in the beginning, right when Who Charted started. Came on with Paul Scheer and Drew to promote the Who Charted.
Oh, and we all did that at the old
old Earwolf. Yeah.
Okay, so you have played the Leonard Maltin games. You are familiar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I came into this today thinking you'd never been on before. But it's I also was kind of thinking, well, maybe they have, but I can only picture myself in your studio with you guys.
Yeah.
And that's because that's where we did it.
Yeah, well, I've never. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, and you've never been
on. Oh, wow, your first wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but I know you are aware of the Leonard Maltin game because you've been subjected to it many times. Because you're UCB quite a bit.
I am. And I saw your shows in Seattle, which were great.
Yeah, those were so much fun.
So fun.
And your hubby, Scott Aukerman,
is a maniac about it.
Yeah.
He takes it real seriously.
He really would not want to lose.
I mean, he comes home and he has to talk about it. He has to talk about what happened. He has to break it down.
Here's where it went wrong
for
me.
This was the crowd's reaction. Then Sam Levine said this.
Oh, no. There's quite a rivalry there. I hope Scott has a chance of getting into the next Tournament of Champions and then eventually possibly going up against Sam in the Super Tournament of Champions. And I hope that happens.
Well, the triumvirate is Sam, Scott, and Paul Tompkins, correct?
Right, yeah. Paul and Scott lost to Sam. And in the previous Tournament of Championships, the ultimate winner was Matt Bronger over Ricky Lindholm and Jimmy Pardo.
Oh.
So now we got Bronger and Sam Levine for the Super Championships. And but now we need to get one more contender.
Oh, man.
And it's an amazing list, and I'll probably start after the new year. I'll start doing those. And if you guys want to try to qualify as an alternate, because we already have so many players, if you want to try to qualify, what you have to do is you have to get a name right in the Leonard Maltin game in negative names and go on to win the game that day. Outright. Yeah.
Well, I don't know negative names. What's that one?
You have to give the names.
It's
right?
Tricky. It's when you when someone bids zero names, you can go even lower and say negative names, and then and then you have to name the cast from the top of the list going down. It's it's crazy. And Sean Cullen, one time, not being taped, but just in front of an audience, because I play with the members of the audience at my shows, he got Star Trek The Voyage Home in negative four names.
What?
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to double back, the hot boxer's name or MMA chick is Gina Carano.
Oh, there she is.
MMA.
Yeah. Look at her.
Yeah, she is MMA.
Yeah, I was looking under boxing. I don't think
there's lady fights in UFC, but there should be if there isn't.
Dang, she's hot.
You know Dana White? Tell him to get on it.
I do not know him, but I know a guy who knows him, so...
MMA.
I like this Gina. She's all right.
Wait,
yeah, she's good.
She might be the girl from Haywire.
Oh. She probably is. She's an actress too.
Yeah.
What's Haywire?
It's Steven Soderbergh's next film.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Okay.
You don't know shit.
I know about
her. I
know Sasha Grey. I know about
the
that.
She's a porn star.
But Soderbergh used her in his movie.
Oh, I see.
And that,
I see.
He takes hot chicks from various, tough professions and puts them in movies. That's it.
In those two examples.
Exactly.
The only examples.
Oh, well, he also did it with, he'll do it with you. Podcasting's tough. He'll do it with you.
Who plays the virus in Contagion? Isn't that a model?
Exactly, yeah.
It's a supermodel.
Hot virus.
Plays the virus.
Yeah.
Somebody from Brazil with a hot butt.
They play like some sort of 70s music and it dances around in between. They use it to segue to the next scene.
And then you see
the dancing virus.
And then Gwyneth Paltrow's like crazy death face.
Oh, God.
I don't know if she's in Haywire, but she was in Ring Girls, a fast-paced story about five American women from Vegas who take on the ultimate challenge of fighting. Muay Thai.
Oh. Muay Thai.
I'd rather see a movie about Ring Girls.
Me too.
You know, the ones
bunch
that
of
hold
Asians
the sign.
Coming from. Oh.
The ones that hold the round sign.
I thought you meant from The Ring. So picturing a bunch of Japanese girls with long hair covering their face, slowly moving towards you at the foot of your bed. No?
I watched a few minutes of Sarah Michelle Gellar's new show, and I'm not into it.
Really?
Yeah. I declare it dead on arrival.
Is it horror?
Yeah, wait.
What is that? What is it?
It's soap opera. She plays twin sisters. One of them's named Siobhan, which is the most horrible name to write or say. And sorry, any Siobhan listeners out there. But she plays Siobhan and then some other girl, and one was a stripper, but there's never any scenes of her in a stripper.
I was going to say, does she work the pole or anything?
No,
like
you
that?
Never see her work in the pole. At least I didn't in the parts I saw. But anyway, I wish it would be better because I think it'd be cool if she had another good TV show. I saw, when I was in Canada, there was a Buffy marathon going on you know, Much Music, because just like MTV, they don't really play videos. They just play recycled stuff.
Yeah, they don't have new shows.
I forgot
either.
About that channel.
But at least there's a Buffy marathon, so I watched like three episodes, and I was I used to love this so much. Okay, so you guys get to pick who you're going to play for in the Leonard Maltin game from people I selected on Twitter. I'm not going to say who they named as a shithead, but if they, you know, if you lose on their behalf, I will name a shithead for them.
Okay.
So Kulop, will let you pick first. Would you like... someone called at sadpants12.
Yes.
All right. Kulop is playing for at sadpants12. And that leaves you with a lot to choose from, Howard. Would you like magma_carta? Hi, I'm Bill. Hi, spelled H-I-G-H. Adam from Brisbane. Penis_slap.
Okay.
And my favorite of this batch, Snork Juice.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, or Snoogans 913.
If I don't take Snork Juice, no one's playing for Snork Juice?
That's correct.
Okay, I'll take Snork Juice.
Oh, I could have played for Snork Juice.
All right, if you like Snork Juice, I'll take the last one. What was that one? Snorgle?
Snoogans 913.
Yeah, I like Snoogans.
All right. Okay. That Snoogans is a... Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes word.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, can I pull out of that?
Your Jersey brother.
Well, the thing is, my family lives in that town where the comic book store is, and they're going to have a reality show there, which is kind of
Where is it? Red Bank?
In Red Bank, yeah.
Holy crap.
So I got to get out of that.
All right. So who do you want instead? You want Magma Carta? Hi, I'm
Bell. Magma.
Magma.
No offense to those guys. It's just,
I understand.
My hometown.
Yeah,
it's
a conflict.
Sing the whole song. Sing the whole song.
That's Bruce, yeah.
Yeah, sing the whole song.
No, it's Doug's show. Come on, Kulop.
Come on, Kulop.
My hometown.
Let's stick to Doug's wildly loose structure.
Hey, by the way, this guy Ben Sunko, he's a listener who said, hey, I think I can help you with the fact that it's always hard to remember which direction you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me this thing. He like built a web page that's supposed to like help. Look, it's like an arrow mm-hmm. that shows, but I don't really understand how to use it. So thank you for sending this to me, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, maybe I'm an idiot, but like...
I think I've got it figured out.
Okay.
Somebody got real mad in Seattle.
Like, did
they? Somebody in the audience was like, no.
Yeah, the audience was like, no, it goes the other way. Everyone, you know, it's so confusing that I understand when people, you know, think it's going the wrong way. But also, I like to think my decisions are final.
Right.
That if I say it's going one way, that's the way it's going, and you know, it's not like it's not like I would send it a certain direction to screw over a particular player, because I have no interest.
I'm going to try using this.
Doing that.
I wanted to thank that guy, but I also want to try using this.
All right, well, it's going to be hard because you got to flip back and forth between the Leonard Maltin game you loaded.
I know.
And that page.
Right, that's okay.
You need two phones to really pull.
Would
it
you
off.
Like to use my phone as well?
No, no, I can just you know, app switch here.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, tech talk.
Yeah.
Go
DLM.
Go ape shit on the app switch.
as long as we start, apparently we're starting this. Can we start that way?
It's your ball. Okay. Go ahead and run with it. You want to start with Howard over there?
Is that cool?
Sure.
You ready for this? All right.
Okay.
Here's the deal, guys. I got two categories, but there's a number of films in each. One category is called Dragon Boy Suede. Which is Howard's hip-hop alter ego. These are movies with the word dragon, the word boy, or the word suede in the title.
Okay.
And then the other one, in honor of who charted, this is called Number Ones. This is either movies that were number one at the box office for the year they came out, or the word one is in the title.
Well, can we discuss it? Are Kulap and I discuss it?
No, we were playing against each other.
Your opponent.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you wanted to find out what she likes or doesn't like and then try to screw her over, I guess you could do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'm going to say you would probably want the Who Charted one.
I don't know. Maybe maybe I'd want the Dragon Boy Suede. Because I'll know that it's Dragon Boy or Suede. I'll know that.
Oh, there's more hints. Yeah. I'll take Dragon Boy Suede.
She came to play.
Dragon Boy Suede. Here we go.
Talked him into it.
Thank you.
The year is 2000. The stars from Leonard 3. And there are 9 names in this intelligent, low-key movie.
Intelligent, low-key, what year?
And Leonard gives it 3
the
stars.
The year 2000.
Okay. Intelligent, low-key.
He's writing this down on a whiteboard.
Is it on me now? I choose.
Freshly Observed also is another.
Freshly Observed, year 2000.
Yep. 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, starting from the bottom, going up?
6.
Six to Kulap.
Name that movie.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
My God.
Unprecedented. Yeah. I thought I was unprecedented with the 6.
How dare you?
Jesus.
So he gets all but one name?
No, 3.
3?
Because 9 names.
9 names? Okay, yeah. So you get all but 3 names, and he's got all those clues.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
There's some juicy names in this.
You're poised to win on this one.
Here we go. Year 2000, 3 stars. First name is Jane Addams.
Oops.
Oh, I forgot how to play. I realized what I did. Oh, well, good.
Here we go. Jane Addams. Philip Bosco.
Right.
Rip Torn.
Okay.
Richard Thomas. Katie Holmes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And Robert Downey Jr.
O-R-B-D-J.
There's 3 names above that.
There's 3 names above that.
There's 3 names above that.
This was in the lull of Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, so Downey Jr. was probably still doing a lot of stuff.
Probably, yeah.
And so he didn't have a big role. This is Smartly Observed. It's year 2000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's got Dragon Boy or Suede in
there. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Right. That's probably the key thing.
So,
intelligent, low key, and
I'm going to say
Freshly Observed.
Do I get penalized for guessing wrong?
Yes.
You lose the point, and Kulap
I lose a point completely.
Yeah, Kulap's going to get a point.
Oh, if I don't
can't
get this, you win?
Yeah, pressure's on.
All right. I mean, okay.
Do you have any ideas?
Well,
oh man,
I just all right. I'm gonna say. I mean, this is just stupid. Year of the Dragon.
That's incorrect.
No. Do you know it, Doug?
No, but who was the first name again?
Jane Addams.
Oh, Jane.
Philip
Addams.
Bosco. Rip Torn. Richard Thomas. Katie Holmes. Robert Downey Jr. This one might be the giveaway, but maybe not. Francis McDormand?
Oh, wait.
And then there's two.
Oh, whoa. It's going to be boy something. It's something with the boy.
Yeah, no, it's not Suede or Dragon.
What?
Toby Maguire?
Oh, boy.
And then this should give it away. Michael Douglas.
Wonder Boys.
Wonder Boys. That's plural.
Boys.
Not Dragon Boys. Wade. It's Dragon Boys Wade.
I always thought it was Dragon Boys Wade.
Boys Wade.
You know, boy is within boys.
I did for a while. I was thinking about Dragon's Boy Suede. That's true. For a while. But I did. I don't want it out.
I would have liked that. All right.
All right. So that's point for Cool Up.
Point
and
for...
then, without using your thing, I know that it next goes to me.
Yes.
And then from me, it goes to Howard.
No?
Because he started last time, and then she was next. It went
but
this
now it
way.
Has to go this way.
Went this way, so now it has to go that way. See what I'm saying?
No, it went that way.
Yeah,
it has to go that way.
They're just moving their fingers around, listeners, back and forth.
You're moving their finger the same way both times.
Draw it on the table.
Okay.
Yeah, so
they're like Karate Kid, wash in,
then,
wash out.
It's you and
so you're saying it's me and then Cool Up. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So do you want another Dragon Boy Suede or number ones?
No, explain number ones again.
It's the top grossing film of the year that it came out, or it has one in the title.
Oh, wow. That is... crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And also lazy, because I couldn't think of a better category.
Hey, you know what? Can I add in something? It seems better idea to take the one, because then you just know there might be one in the title, whereas the other one, you're like, is it Suede? I don't know. Should I be thinking about
Suede?
No, but
there might not be one in the title, because it also could be the number one film of the
year.
Yeah,
there's no one in Titanic.
Oh, I see.
True. As an example. I bet you there isn't a single number one movie that has the word one in the title.
Oh, that would have been a good thing to look up, but yeah. I didn't do that.
I put the one in Winter's Bone.
All right. I'm going to be one. Okay, I'll take the one thing just to try it.
Here we go. The year is 1988.
Uh-huh.
There are seven names. And... beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. I'm looking for something. It's a must see, even though the story meanders and becomes predictable.
Must see, story meanders.
Maybe it was a must see because everyone saw it. If it was a number one movie, then
I was trying to.
Or
trick
maybe
us.
One was in the title. I don't know if it was a number one movie. Why did I say that?
It's 1988, though, right? 1988.
Idiot.
I could have been. Maybe I'm trying to throw you
number
off.
One. How many names?
Seven.
All right. I will...
1988.
I'll start at five names.
Five names.
See what Cool Up does with that.
Cuckoo.
There's how many names on there?
Seven names.
Seven?
Sorry, it's five out of seven. I think I can get it with five out of seven.
I mean, do I continue on the path that I have started? Or you said five, right? 1988.
Mm-hmm. I'm only going to not get the lead two actors.
Yeah.
But
I was 8 years old when it came out.
Whoa.
That's a factor.
That's a factor. I must...
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen older movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have.
88. Okay.
88. Okay. You said... okay, I'll name it... You said five, right?
Yes.
I'll name it... You name that movie.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
This is gauntlet. Strategery.
I get the five names. Let's hear
at
it.
At its finest.
I'll ask you for the clues again if I don't know it after the five names.
Cool Up is looking to go up 2-0 on...
She's going
to
win.
On just saying name that.
Yeah, it's good strategy.
Here we go. I think it's not going to work this time.
Whoa.
Number one's
you're
and Doug knows all movies.
That's why I said five names, because I knew it would put her in the position of...
Prime Benson.
Bonnie Hunt. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Bonnie Hunt.
Uh-huh. Great.
Michael D. Roberts. Jack Murdoch. Jerry Mullen. And what I consider a giveaway, Valeria Golino.
Oh, it's Rain Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
nice
number one movie of that year. Because there's no one in Rain Man.
But
that's true.
I lost that round. Yes, but was that a better strategy? Because I wouldn't
that
have gotten
that. That was great strategy.
That.
If I had said four names, I wouldn't have gotten it. I don't think. I might have pulled it from Bonnie Hunt because she's like, she's the waitress when he drops all the toothpicks and she's impressed that he knows how many fell on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that would have been the other names didn't mean much, and I really needed Valeria Golino because she was only in that in Big Top Pee Wee. So
then that would
narrows
limited.
It down pretty quickly.
All right, okay.
Big Top Pee Wee wasn't the top grossing film, of
and she's been in some other films too.
Yeah, she had a good career.
Plus, I knew there were two names left, so that left the Rain Man and his brother.
Yes. All right, we're back to Howard.
Okay.
Do you want another?
And then
Dragon
it comes
Ball
to
toy?
Me.
No, it's gonna go to Gulab again because now we're going back the other way.
Okay. Spinning top.
This thing is working that this guy made. Look, right. The arrows like that, and so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now I know. do you want another number ones or do you want another Dragon Voice Wave?
I'm going to go for ones this time.
Okay. I'm sorry I don't have a third category. That would have been nice. Okay.
No apologies.
this show is really thrown together even faster than most of them.
Yeah. All right. 2 stars.
Right?
Ten names.
Uh-huh.
The year is 2001.
Ooh, 2001.
And this is a one-note black comedy.
I can do this. One-note black comedy. I can do this.
Some funny moments, but mostly obvious.
I can do this. I am going to get this one in, I don't know strategy on this game.
If you think you know it, I'd say shoot for the stars, man. I don't know what that means, though. Does that mean zero? Does it mean negative one? I don't know.
I'll go with...
Wait, okay.
I'll go with 4.
Okay, 4.
So then, if he says... if I say what I'm going to say, he's got to name that's the... Off of the 4 back, right? Not the
bottom.
Top. 4
bottom. From the bottom, yeah.
The Scrubs.
Yeah. Name that movie.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep.
It's once again, it's 2001, 2 stars. It's a one-note black comedy that was
give me that paper.
Some funny moments, but obvious.
Okay.
Here are your 4 names. Eric Schaefer.
Hold on. Schaefer. Yep. Go ahead.
Leo Rossi.
That's not a... Okay.
Of Martini and Rossi.
Oh,
maybe. Right. I don't know.
Think about that. Then play my play out.
The next two are good ones. Juicies.
Okay.
I call them Juicies. Andrew Dice Clay.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, that's really juicy.
And Richard Jenkins.
Uh-oh. Ooh, Jenkins.
Uh-oh.
Former Oscar nominee.
Okay. This is 2000?
This is the year is 2001.
2001.
The category is number ones.
This is another...
The review is one note. The stars are 2.
Do you know when you said black comedy, I assumed it was like a Tyler Perry movie.
I wish that's what that would mean. That would be... Has there ever been a black comedy that was also a black comedy?
Who's putting Dice Clay in something in 2001?
Fantastic question.
I
almost want to give you the name of the director because I don't think it's a giveaway.
Am I allowed to... Can I get the director name?
No, because I don't know. If that might give it away for somebody, but it's...
All right. I am going to guess... This is the only place my brain is going.
The final season of Entourage.
No, it's the...
I know it.
Is it a sequel?
You can't do that, bro.
I'm not going to tell you.
I think it's a sequel.
Is that your final answer?
Well, I know I can't even think of the name of the movie that I'm thinking of. Dice Clay Jenkins. I mean,
I can't think of what that is. I don't think.
I thought you had it. I thought okay. You.
I thought... No, I did think I had an idea, but 2001.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's more recent than what I'm thinking of, I think.
Mine too.
I will tell you that, like, this goes back to this isn't really a hint, I don't think, but
okay.
Probably when I first met you, Howard, around this time, mm-hmm. I was going to comedy shows a lot. A lot of people were making jokes. This was a punchline, this movie.
Oh, this was a punchline.
Yeah, people like to beat up on this title.
Oh.
What?
I mean, not because of the title necessarily, but yeah, sort of, but also just because it was a bad movie.
Oh, it's not.
Son of a gun.
I think... Who's the director?
I'm not... Well, now that I'm giving more clues.
Wait, no, give him more clues.
Wow, Dragon Lady.
Come on.
Yeah, okay, no more clues.
All right, this is what I'm going to guess, but I don't know if I'm getting the name right. But the sequel to Get Shorty, what was that?
It's not the correct answer, but that was called Be Cool.
That's
Be Cool.
That's weird that you say that, because that's totally wrong and yet sort of close.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wait, that's a hint for Kulop. Disband, no good.
She already got the point.
Oh, yeah, she already
got
points.
She wins the whole thing already.
All right,
she wins it all. But like, give me like another name.
You want more names?
Yeah.
This is a weird ass cast.
Is Martin Short in this?
No.
Okay.
If he is, he's uncredited. But when you said that, he might have been.
Okay.
Reba McEntire.
What?
Michael Douglas.
Oh, I know. Stop.
Why? I just said one more name is all I wanted.
Oh, okay. Corky Romano.
No.
But there was only two names left, right?
No, there's a bunch of names left. There were 10 names.
And I got this. I got Breckenmeyer's another name, right?
No.
I thought this was the
movie. Oh, I know what it is.
The Treasure Hunt movie.
I know what it is. What is One it? Night at McCool's.
That's right.
Oh, and you said Be Cool.
Oh, Be Cool, One Night at McCool's.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Oh, wow. Man.
You were amazingly wrong.
You know, when that movie came out, I felt pressure like that was some cool movie I was supposed to see, and I blew it off. Should have saw it.
Because of the title? Cool was in the title.
I remember it was just like, it was in magazines. You're supposed to.
Who's top billed in that, Matt Dillon?
Yeah, who is?
Hold on.
Maybe Charlize.
I don't think it was Matt Dillon. I think it was
Charlize Theron.
What's her name in that?
Ben Affleck.
The Scream movies?
Liv Tyler.
Oh, Liv Tyler.
It was Liv Tyler, Matt Dillon, John Goodman, Paul Reiser, Michael Douglas, Reba McEntire.
Weird, okay.
Jenkins, Dace, Rossi.
Well, Schaefer.
Michael Douglas that low in the cast is pretty much the giveaway, because it's either that or, Ghosts of Girlfriend's Past.
Oh, wow. Geez.
I wouldn't have been able to pull either of those movies.
Wait, doesn't play a small supporting role very often.
Do I lose? Am I totally out of it now?
It's over.
Yeah, it's all done.
I won, bro.
Yeah,
good job. I won last time.
We could play for fun if you guys want.
We should maybe have some sort of fanfare that gets played when somebody
that's
wins.
A good call,
the
yeah.
winner is always kind of like people just keep talking about. So now what happens? Oh, well, it's over. That's what happens.
I straight up won,
Howard. You lost.
Congratulations.
Oh. Yeah, thanks.
I got to figure out.
Don't let it carry over into our workplace.
Are going to be.
Here, I'll cook you up a triumphant theme right now.
Okay, go.
You just won the movie game. Leonard Maltin is ashamed of the loser. He got robbed. It almost worked out.
You won.
That's great. If you guys could go into the studio and record that for me, I will totally play that every time the game is over.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll do that right now. Right after this, we'll do it.
I like the happy little voice at the end that you did there.
You won.
That's very
cute. You won.
So Kulop was playing for Sand Pants 12. So Sand Pants 12 doesn't get to name, or Sad Pants.
Oh, not, yeah. Not like, hold on. Pants. Hold on.
I didn't even recognize that.
I was getting really upset. Like, you misrepresented who I was playing.
No, sorry. You were playing for Salad Pants 12.
No, I would have never.
Sad Pants 12. And I will be in touch with Sand Pants 12, Sad Pants 12, to work out some sort of prize. I'll send you something. And then Howard was playing for Magma Carta, so that person's shithead will get named. And then I was playing for Snork Juice.
Snork Juice.
What does that mean in the Kevin Smith world? Snort Juice.
No, it's
Snoogans.
Oh, Snoogans.
Yeah, Snoogans.
Oh, Snoogans is just
it's
what
just
he says.
It's just a word that Jason Hughes yells out. And
Jersey slang.
It's hard to
write that down.
Yeah.
Snoogans. I write down Snoochie Boochies also.
Oh, Snoochie Boochies. What is the difference between the Boochies and the Snoogans?
I think there's just different conjugations, just different situations where one is.
You have to go down the hall to the Kevin Smith podcast if you want to get the answer to these questions.
Yeah, right, if you could see Howard's doodles on a piece of paper and a mini whiteboard, you would think he was insane.
It's crazy.
Well, it looks like Glenn Beck. Board.
Mm-hmm. With are those three boobs?
Boobs, yeah, triple boob.
Those boobs?
Started out of his face.
He was probably thinking that the answer was Total Recall.
Yes.
You guys, I had a great time in Colorado. I was just there in Boulder at the Boulder Theater and at Black Sheep in Colorado Springs, and I had such a great time that I will be back at Comedy Works in Denver on November 2nd. So get your tickets to that. And this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm doing some stand-up shows the weekend of Halloween, you know, and I'm going to be at the Neptune Theater in Seattle on October 28th, the Punchline in San Francisco on the 29th, and the Punchline in Sacramento on the 30th. And those Punchline shows are at 4:20 each day. And what I'm suggesting, I love when people bring name tags to my shows because we always play the Len Maltin game now, but this time I want people to... If you're into it, don't do this. If you're not into it, don't make me twist your arm. But dress up as your favorite movie character, or as a movie character that shares a name with you.
That's great.
And that will be your name tag, and then you're more likely to get possibly selected by Graham to win some prizes.
And would they stand up behind the player?
No, they get up on stage and play one-on-one, heads up against Graham Elwood or whoever, you know, whoever I'm with on the road at the time. And
okay.
In this case, it's going to be Graham. And then also, speaking of Graham Elwood, you can go to comedyfilmnerds.com to get autographed copies of my latest CD, Potty Mouth. Do you guys have anything to plug? Who charted? Comes out on which day of the week?
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday mornings Earwolf. You can go to earwolf.com, or you can get it from iTunes, and you can always go to iTunes and leave a comment, because that helps all of our shows if you leave comments.
Yes, please.
Strangely, that's a part of the algorithm that determines
the rankings
of the shows. How many people signed on to say some shitty thing.
Say something mean about how annoying my voice is?
Yeah.
I know. Wee, can we talk about Seattle, or is that...
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, Seattle. I just mentioned it.
We're doing a show November 2nd at Chop Suey. We're doing a Who Charted Live.
Nice.
It's going to be pretty cool.
At Chop Suey in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Do we want to say who the guest is, or should we leave that?
Is it a big secret? Or
Not really.
I think just the fans of your podcast will fill that place.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I don't think you need to say who it is. I think we can spring it on
Or should
them.
We just say it? Keep a secret?
I'm saying it's fun to keep it a secret.
All right.
I'll ask you after.
Okay, well, we could say it at a different time.
Unless you think it's going to help move tickets, then you didn't go ahead and unload.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Sir Mix.
Sir Mix.
Now, excited. But now, seriously, who are you going to have?
Big Butts? I can't
Posse
lie.
On Broadway.
Wow. I bet you he's really opinionated, too. I bet you're going to get... He's going to fight you guys.
He didn't lie about
the
Butts thing.
Yeah. So we expect that same truth.
Right.
And speaking of Sasquatch, I'll be at Sasquatch.
No one brought up Sasquatch.
No.
Sasquatch is right here.
He's nobody, pointing to Belknap right now.
Nobody even
Matt
knows
Belknap
what that means anymore.
You don't use that name anymore?
He's in search of Sasquatch.
I mean, it comes up from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still know you as Sasquatch.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And
that.
I brought it up because we'll be at the Sasquatch Festival.
Which is in
9 months.
In May of next year.
That's right.
Good plug. Good plug.
It's hard to shake those old nicknames, isn't it, Austin Stories?
Go, if you're listening to this, go buy a 2012 calendar and mark that down.
But the Chop Suey thing, I'm excited for you guys about that.
That'll be our first live show.
I have a lot of fun doing live shows, have a lot of fun doing them in Seattle, and plan to, come see me do stand-up on the 28th Seattle, but I'll be back again next year, too, to tape more shows and have more fun with you all. Bumbershoot was so much fun. Ridiculous.
It was like, I don't know, that's one of like the top podcast listening cities, right? Because they were so cool and
it's a good one. But all cities are podcast listening cities.
That's
true. Anywhere where somebody's got some time on their hands to drive or work or whatever, where they can be listening to something, people are into it, and I certainly appreciate that.
Oh, it's great.
it's great.
I love it.
Oh, I love coffee.
Got a great voice for podcasting.
People do. They love my voice.
You keep telling
me
that.
Fall in love with it.
Well, I don't know. I don't go on those message boards. Maybe they're complaining about my voice on there and you haven't told me.
No, everyone loves you, Wee Wee.
Great.
Do you read all that stuff?
On the Earwolf one, I do, but...
That's probably a little nicer.
That's a little nicer, yeah.
Yeah, some of those other ones, they can get pretty brutal.
Pretty hardcore.
Yeah, because you can sign up under any name.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how insulted should you be by someone whose handle is something like, I'm an asshole, or
right.
whatever.
It's
and true. Yet... And
yet. And yet, yeah, yeah. You warned me, and I still am hurt by what you had to say. You gave me a complete
Every
heads up that you're an asshole.
I thought,
but maybe an asshole's got a good point. Mm-hmm. Maybe this asshole has something to say to me, where I'll learn about myself.
In the back of your head, you're like, if an asshole likes me, it means even more. Maybe it's gonna be positive. Oh shoot, it wasn't.
Yes, I am worthless, like my mom said. Oh, that was sad. She didn't say it like that. She has an Asian accent.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Kulop, last name withheld.
Fair.
The name that shall not be mentioned.
Voldemort.
Yeah, Kulop Voldemort. That'd be a good showbiz name for you.
Kulop Voldemort.
Yeah, Howard Kramer and his brother.
What's up?
Has he been here this whole time? Oh, my God.
Can I just ask Lee? Can I really quickly ask Lee what he?
Oh, what are you? This is, what is this, Inside the Actor's Studio? Yeah. Can I talk to Lee for a moment?
Lee, what do you think of the band Kansas?
Oh, Kansas. I don't need someone telling me I'm dust in the wind.
Thanks for chatting.
I love that joke. Great joke. I love that. Thank you. I don't know why no one laughed. That's like one of my favorites.
Thank you.
People at home are laughing. Yeah. Just know that in your heart.
That joke caught fire the night I told it. And it's about 8 years later.
Yeah.
Thank you. The smell of dust on fire is terrible. I hate it. All right. So, yes. So, Howard Kramer, Cool Op, Voldemort, and Matt Belknap, thank you very much for being here. And as always, welcome to Mooseport is a shithead.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? And the monkey from The Hangover is a shithead.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. That monkey works more than me, so yeah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves